Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the Bible reading for October 27th. Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Likewise exhort the young men to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech, that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you. Exhort bondservants to be obedient to their own masters, to be well-pleasing in all things, not answering back, not pilfering, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed, and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. Psalm 99, beginning in verse 1. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in cloudy pillar, and they kept his testimonies and the ordinance he gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives. Though you took vengeance on their deeds, exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Proverbs 26:17. He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a dog by the ears. And that's the reading for October 27th. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for that wonderful hope, that wonderful assurance that we have, that confidence that we will be with you, that you have given us that wonderful crown of righteousness that is waiting for us, that place where we can come and bow before your throne and cast our crowns before you. And Lord, in these days that we have here, we might be going through difficult times in our life, but we know that the answer is in your word, and that you call us over and over again to love you, to obey you, to walk as you would have us walk. Might all those who listen to these words, Lord, find in you that comfort for what they're going through right now. And we pray this in the name of our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings, dear heart. This is Pastor Cecil. Thank you for being with us today.